This is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces. I'm sitting outside Ash Stadium at the U.S. Open, and I'm sitting here with Karen Isner, mother of John Isner, former UGA Bulldog. And I just am so thrilled to have the opportunity finally to meet you and to have a chance to talk to you.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm happy to be here.
My first question for you, Karen, is what did you do to support John's tennis ambitions? And was it a hardship either financially or emotionally to do that?
No, I would not say it was a hardship. There were certain limits that we could not take him all over the world to play tennis. I felt like we were able to do what was kind of the bare, minimum requirements. He didn't miss any national tournaments because of finances. But on the other hand, we did not send a coach with him all the time like a lot of kids did. So we kind of did it in a different way. He stayed at home and trained as opposed to going to an academy. So in a way, we sort of did it on a budget, but I'm certainly not complaining about that. I thought he had everything he wanted, and it, what we did really suited his personality. So emotionally, I wouldn't say a hardship. I think logistically, he played at the same time his older brother played. And so sometimes logistically getting, having one kid going one way and another way. And then I have an older son, and he did not play. So it was, there were some logistics involved, but not emotionally hard. So,
what did you like best about him playing junior tennis? And what, if anything, do you miss about those days?
That is really easy. What I like best is that he made so many wonderful friends, and he keeps his friends today. In fact, one of his friends from junior tennis is coming to the courts today to meet us. So that by far is the best thing about junior tennis. Unbelievable friendships, and they last forever. It's really sort of a unique its own little fraternity or something, and that by far is the best thing.
And what do you miss?
Oh, gosh, what do I miss? I really don't miss anything about junior tennis. The traveling was fun, but it's not always, you don't travel to the most glamorous places in the world, and it's sort of a grind. I mean, you're sort of in your car all the time driving, and I really don't miss anything about junior tennis.
Did you have a goal for John when he first began playing seriously? And how, if at all, did your goals for him change over time?
We had no goals whatsoever. And I know everybody, wants to know how did you develop a professional tennis player, but we really didn't at all. I mean, it's probably just dumb luck more than anything. And I never ever thought about him playing professional tennis. And even when he was in high school, I really didn't even know if he could play college tennis. I knew so little about it. And, so when he started, applying, talking to coaches and everything, I had a huge learning curve. I knew nothing about the requirements, the NCAA requirements about visits and this. It's all very strict, and I had to teach myself a lot. So after a couple years of college tennis, he started talking about the possibility of playing pro. So, his goal changed. That was never really my goal for him. But when that's what he wanted to do, we supported that, of course.
Before he went to college, did he ever talk about turning pro? Because we hear stories about how he really made a huge leap developmentally working with Coach Manny Diaz at University of Georgia.
No, absolutely not. Never talked about playing pro. And he will say this, and he's absolutely right. Without Manny Diaz and the program they had at Georgia, he would not be playing professional tennis today. Physically he wasn't ready. Emotionally he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready in any way, shape, or form to play tennis. So, and Manny started his junior year. Manny started kind of planting the seed and saying, I think you may be able to do this. And so,
Okay. And so when he was involved in junior tennis, Did it have a positive or a negative impact on the rest of the family, his brothers, you, your husband, and how did you deal with that?
I think overall it was a positive impact. I think I would be dishonest if I didn't say there were times that it was just stressful. You know, like I said earlier, the logistics of it, you know, with my other child playing, and then I had an older son that I didn't want to leave all the time. And but we didn't do everything. I mean, he probably didn't play as much as a lot of kids play. And you know, I feel like we probably substituted tennis terms in lieu of family vacation sometimes. And so that was sort of a negative. More positive than negative. So,
looking back on his whole developmental process through the juniors, through college, into the professional ranks, what do you know now that you wish you had known when he was first starting out?
Wow. I never really understood how the USTA, what their role was in developing players. And it is sort of a moving target. It changes frequently. And I never really understood how to hook into that. And John did not get a lot of help from the USTA. And I don't know if that would have helped him or hurt him or not. I didn't really know how everything works. So I wish I'd known more about that, especially when they first started out. I mean, just basic things like which tournaments to play and how you qualify for this. I just didn't know the basic things.
Well, too bad Parenting Aces wasn't around back then, I guess.
I definitely could have used you then, because it was just a hit and miss process on our part.
And I think that's true for a lot of parents. So thank you so much for being so honest and straightforward with what you've experienced. I know you're so proud of him now. I have to ask you, because of the controversy the other night, were you sitting in the match with Monfils?
Yes, I was.
And what was going through your mind when the crowd kind of turned?
I've never had that feeling before in my life. I'm so used to people cheering against John because he played 4 years of college tennis, and that is the atmosphere in college tennis. And I'm so used to going to Davis Cup matches where you have 10,000 people cheering against him and 50 people cheering for him, and I am so okay with that. That doesn't bother me at all. But Thursday night was, I'm still trying to understand what happened Thursday night, because John and Monfils are really, really good friends. They adore each other. There's never been a controversial match or a